News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabulous producer Rob Center taking good care of us this morning. Matt Catrillo's our news director, sending in notes about important updates this morning. You'll hear them coming up in the news. Traffic-wise, we have heavier than average traffic volume around here, so folks in Northumberland and Danville and Lewisburg say they're already waiting two cycles at some of the traffic lights, so do be aware of that. On the news line with us, and now we're glad to say we get to talk to Tim Schaefer, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. He's been on the job probably, what, about 2 or 3 years now? You've been the new director?
Yeah, a little over 2 years.
All right, well, great. Well, thanks for being on board. And we had a love-hate relationship with John Arway, such a great leader, but we know the push-me-pull-you with the legislature didn't always accomplish as much as maybe anybody would have hoped. Let's talk about the state of the Fish and Boat Commission. Give us a glimpse of how the Fish and Boat Commission is doing these days.
Sure. Well, I'm really, really happy and I'm proud of our staff. You know, last year, like all agencies and all businesses, it was a year like none other. And despite the circumstances, our staff delivered for the anglers and boaters of Pennsylvania, whether it was stocking trout, doing fish surveys, maintaining boat ramp areas, having our waterways conservation officers in the field, really just did a dynamite job on behalf of the anglers and boaters of Pennsylvania.
Well, we had talked to you and to Mike Parker during the year last year as the ramp up in the number of people who wanted to do water sports, whether it was personal watercraft or kayaking or whatever it was. Do you anticipate you'll see an even greater increase this year?
Yeah, so last year we saw about a 20% increase in fishing license sales, which is really the main barometer that we have to gauge participation. And we were ahead of the national average. You saw about a 14 to 15% increase nationwide, so we were ahead of that. And we do expect people to come back to the water again this year. About a quarter of the folks who got licenses last year did so for the first time. So you had people that were either introduced to fishing for the first time or reintroduced. The terms in the industry are R3, recruitment, retention, and reactivation. So those folks that came out last year, we want to be sure to retain them, and we're still looking to reactivate anglers that may have, you know, lost interest over the last couple of years for whatever reason. We've got a lot of great resources in Pennsylvania just waiting for them this spring and this summer.
Explain how license fee increases can now take place if needed at the Fish and Boat Commission.
Sure, yeah. So our license fees haven't changed for about 15 years. They're the same again this year. But last summer, the General Assembly passed a bill, and the governor approved it, that grants the authority to set license fees levels to our Board of Commissioners. It had been a legislative process, and what that led to was sort of a boom and bust cycle where you go a long time, have to have a large increase. The idea going forward in future years would be to just increase incrementally to keep up with the cost of doing business. Most people don't realize that our agency, like the Game Commission, we receive no general fund tax revenues to support our business. And every dollar and I say to our staff all the time, if we can't look a fisherman or a boater in the eye and say we're using your money wisely, we shouldn't be doing it. It's their money, they're paying it, and we want to invest it wisely on their behalf. So going forward, again, our Board of Commissioners would have the authority to set the fees, and the idea is to do so just to keep up with the cost of delivering the services that we provide to folks.
Well, and that eliminates a burden on the legislature, too. Our local lawmaker said, well, I didn't want to go down to Harrisburg and vote for any kind of a fee increase or tax increase or any kind of an increase. And so that was something they didn't wish to do. So I think this was probably a win-win for everybody associated with that. Well, tell us about trout. Let's sort of take things in order. Trout stocking this year, the Mentored Youth Day, and then the opening day.
You got it. Well, I was a little sore. I'll admit this morning I was on top of a stocking truck in Center County on Black McShannon Creek yesterday.
Can you give me the exact location that you put those in, too, please, while you're talking about that? No, just kidding. anyway, go ahead.
Well, actually, we just about do that for you. If you go to our website, fishandboat.com, or to our mobile app, Fish Boat PA, which has gotten really popular. You can get the stocking schedules online. We brought those back this year. We took them down this time last year because we didn't want crowding at certain sites. But we have, again, brought them back. You can go on to the – in fact, if you go on the app right now, just click on it. It's got a Near Me feature, which will show you right there if you're in Northumberland or Union, whatever county. It'll show you all the trout stockings that have taken place, when subsequent ones will be taking place in real time. So, yes, our hatchery truck started rolling on the 15th of February. We will have all of this stream stocked before the statewide opening day, which is April 3rd. We're really excited for this coming weekend, which is Mentor Youth Trout Day on March 27th. And I just heard your weather forecast, and it sounds like it's just going to be a dynamite day to be out. So what we started this a few years ago, we opened trout season a week early for kids. We all know what, if you're an angler, what the opening day environment can be like. It's a lot of fun. It's like a big party, like a big carnival oftentimes. And what opening the season a week early gives the adult mentor a chance for some one-on-one time with the kids, really to help them out and to bring along that next generation and participate in that. You can just either go to our website, fishandboat.com, the mobile app, or to your favorite local retailer. Youths need a voluntary youth fishing license to participate, a little less than $3. And the adult needs to be a licensed angler. But again, it sounds like it's going to be great weather to take niece, nephew, grandchild, son, daughter out. It will be a great day for it.
All right. And okay, so that is going to be, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Moshannon because I've been up there fishing and I'll always get there sort of a late summer situation in the Bald Eagle Creek in that area. Okay, so back to the youth. It's 16 years of age and under that get to participate in that this weekend, right?
Yeah, under 16. Yeah. Once you turn 16, that's when you need the fishing license. So under 16, correct. Yep.
Okay. So take us up to the start of trout season on April 3rd. There's no need for me to run down to Monongahela Creek again this year. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So we're going to have one statewide opening day, back in January, we didn't know where we were going to be with vaccines. We didn't know what the virus was going to look like, and we did not want to have to do what we did last year. When we opened trout season unannounced, we were just sort of scrambling about how do we eliminate the crowding on opening day, and that the strategy of last year did work. It helped to spread out the pressure, but we wanted to give people more predictability, wanted to allow them to be able to plan. In certain parts of your listening area, maybe people who would crowd down to the early opener in Southeast and then come back up 2 weeks later. We wanted to spread out that opening day pressure, give everybody that opening day experience, and that's exactly what they'll have on the 3rd of April. As I said, all the streams will be stocked preseason. We also have phenomenal wild trout fishing opportunities in your listening area. Really, really great wild trout opportunities for anglers. But with those stock trout that we're putting out, please know that there are twice as many big fish. We started doing that last year. It sort of got lost in the haze of the rest of the news. But those 14 to 20-inch brood fish, putting out more of those than ever, are golden rainbows. People still call them palominos, but they're actually a golden rainbow trout. In fact, we put some real nice ones out yesterday at Black Shannon. Please know that those stockings will continue in season. Last year, we loaded everything up at the beginning, not knowing what the world was going to look like, later in the spring. We're back to doing in-season stocking, so really, opening day is just the beginning. It's the beginning of trout season. We'll be fantastic fishing all through the spring and into the summer. So you mentioned getting there sort of later in the year. There'll be plenty of fish out there for folks to enjoy.
I mentioned the Monongahela Creek here. That's the first creek locally where you can go south from where I live and get into what was the early start of the trout season regions in Dauphin County. So that's what that was all about. Okay. Well, super. Well, I wanted to talk to you about water sports, but we'll have to set another date for that. We'll wait a month, and we'll have you or Mike check back in, and we'll do that. We'll give you a closing remark. Anything else to add about everything that's going on with the trout season opening up and the Fish Commission.
Sure, just that, you know, it's easier than ever to get your license online. We brought out a new license buying system that's super, super simple to use. So if you'd like to, you can do it on your phone now. It's, I mean, I'm talking on my cell phone, and if I didn't have my official license, I could buy the license and save it right there. So super easy to use, either through our website or through the mobile app. Or obviously you can go to your favorite local retailer. But the last thing I will say, for the last word, is wear your life jacket. If the listeners don't remember anything I said this morning, it's I want you to remember that. We had 11 boating fatalities in Pennsylvania last year. None of them were wearing a life jacket. Zero.
All right.
And I sort of paused there for effect, but it's true. The easiest thing you can do, the best thing you can do to come home safely to your friends and families, please wear your life jacket all year long.
Okay, well, yeah, sound advice, and we will see a lot of folks using watercraft for trout season, and it's probably not the majority, but you will see some at the lakes and so on, so we'll keep that going, and as I mentioned, we'll revisit this in a month or so, and we'll talk about more of the water sports and power boating, too. We don't want to leave those folks out. Thank you so much, Tim. Thanks for being so available, and thank Mike for setting us up today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, and everybody have a great time this weekend and all year long.
I appreciate that. That is Tim Schaefer, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. So he's made himself available, as his predecessor John Arway always did, to make sure that you could get information and access to him and all the other folks at the Boat Commission. Fishandboat.com. They just make it as easy as possible to get their website. Do as I've done. Download the app. You can get information. It's, of course, one of the things is all the information that used to be in the little booklet is available there as well on the app.